USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strikes were successful. The pilots and aircraft return back to base safely.
That's Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discussing a U.S.-led military strike in Iraq and Syria targeting an Iranian-backed Iraqi militia blamed for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor.
The targets we attacked included three targets in western Iraq and two targets in eastern Syria that were either command and control facilities or weapons caches for Kitab Hezbollah.
Hundreds of people were celebrating in the streets of Monsey, New York last night, a night after a man with a machete attacked people at a Hanukkah party in a rabbi's home there. About 300 people from the Light of Life Synagogue celebrated the dedication of a new Torah just blocks from the house where those five people were stabbed. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis getting a lot of love after announcing he's battling pancreatic cancer. Former President Obama saying he knows Lewis has an incomparable will to fight. Former President Bill Clinton echoing that sentiment, saying if anyone has the courage and the strength to fight that disease, it's the 79-year-old civil rights icon. 2019 saw fewer law enforcement fatalities in the line of duty from the year before. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund saying that as of December 27th, 128 federal, state, and local officers had died while on duty. That's an 18% drop from 2018's 157 fatalities. A weather system hammering parts of the Midwest with heavy snow and now heading east. It's to pick up steam over the next few days, bringing snow and ice to New England and rain to the Mid-Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
In a Gallup survey, the government has been named as the most important problem facing our country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Gallup presented a number of choices for the concerns of Americans, ranging from the economy, immigration, and for national security. But the government was at the top of the list for the third straight year at 27%. That is up over last year when it stood at 22%. When Gallup questioned respondents about their party affiliation, as expected, the Democrats blamed President Trump, while the Republicans blamed the U.S. Congress for its dysfunctional actions in general, as well as the Democrats in the U.S. Congress. I'm John Clemens.
An actress and deaf activist is highlighting the challenges of in-flight accessibility after a frustrating experience. USA's John Hunt reports.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, "Sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard of hearing flights." She used the hashtag no access and ADA compliance. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.